All right. We had a brief 1 week delay on this podcast, The Devil and Darren episode 3.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had to leave.
Why?
Well, I'm pretty sure the Savior rose again, and I had to go see my family.
Mm. Oh, Easter.
Yeah.
So wait, you had to go to the East Coast?
I had to go to the East Coast, but it was really just to see family. We're not religious, so unless my grandma's listening, then we are religious.
Oh, right.
But yeah, I went to see my nephew for the first time, really. He was just born on St. Patrick's Day, so.
Congratulations.
Little mini vacay.
That's cool. It sucks he was born in the East Coast, but whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't know that yet.
He doesn't know exactly. He probably does. He's like, why are my nipples always hard?
Yeah, he's cold a lot.
I bet.
Yeah, we just leave him outside.
Oh, wow. All right.
Toughen him up.
Oh, well, he's going to be a 100-year-old man in no time.
Yeah.
Well, enough about, we've already done the East Coast, West Coast thing. What's this week? We're doing fantasy football.
Correct.
And I mean, we're a little, I guess it's not football season, but I mean, you could say any fantasy style game right now would be fantasy baseball.
Sure.
Or people are going to be just winding down into their fantasy basketball if they're weirdos and do that.
Well, we can stick with fantasy sports, but the main attraction is fantasy football.
Absolutely.
And everyone knows that.
So, I mean, what's your take on it? What do you think?
Well,
you haven't played, right? You played recently?
I play the free, like, Yahoo style.
Yeah, I think most of us do, or NFL. Most of it's free.
Yeah, but the only reason I did that this year is because I knew I was moving in October, and I knew I was going to have to occupy my time with certain things, and
right.
So I decided to do fantasy football because I didn't have any friends.
Yeah.
So just made up people.
Fantasy football, yeah. Chronic masturbation.
Well, yeah.
And then just try to find some friends in between all that.
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay.
It's hard.
Yeah, well, it should be if you're chronic masturbating. Yeah, I mean, okay, so I'll just start. I mean, I started 4 years ago, so I was kind of a late bloomer. And just to get everyone, you know, up to speed on my sports, my parents have always been Laker and Dodger fans. Not huge, but you know, it's the area. But you know, in this area, we don't have a football team. And my
it's a shame.
It is, and pretty soon we'll have like 14. I hear. Well,
yeah.
There's four that are potentially going to happen, but
wow.
Well, you know that, right?
Well, I know there's going to be one. I didn't.
Hopefully,
know there were four.
Well, there was. You know what was it? There was the Chargers.
Yeah.
They were talking about
the Rams. I know.
The Rams. They were talking about was it the Bills. There was another one.
Oh, the only other teams I've heard were maybe the Jaguars.
Okay, yes, that was another one. But
they're
probably
not all coming. Those are just potential.
Oh,
candidates.
No, I know.
Oh, okay,
I'm just saying, like, you know, you hear all of a sudden there's four potentially coming. You're like, okay, that's too much.
All right.
That's too much. But anyways, I didn't have a football team. So it wasn't until after I graduated from Cal. I was there actually when Aaron Rodgers was there.
A-Rod.
Yeah. And I mean, I was there when they beat USC.
Ooh.
During that, like, when they were almost undefeated and everyone rushed the field. So when I got out of college and everyone was like, oh, man, you know, what's your team? I was like, crap, I better figure that out. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a Packer fan.
There you go.
You know, and I was like, you know, that's only based off of my college experience. And I had a couple friends that are Packer fans, so I went for it.
It's a good franchise.
Long story short, I still didn't have that passion. I still was like, I really watched football based off the narrative. I'm like, oh, this team is like the underdog, so I'd be like, okay, I kind of root for them. Or, you know, this team, if they lose, or, you know, they are all the way out and their quarterback's an asshole, I'd be like, okay, I want them to lose. I still follow the narrative.
But did you like football or college football?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just you don't have an allegiance. So, I mean, the thing that drives kind of the you know, visual pleasure is just kind of like just, I guess, getting involved in that narrative as opposed to like, I didn't have any heart in any of these teams.
Gotcha.
You know, so, I mean, even when I play sports video games, it has to be games that are not real. Like Blitz, like it's ones where like there's like four guys on the field. They're way oversized.
Yeah.
You can pass interfere. Like even regular sports, I'm not as attached to when it comes to video games, but wasn't until fantasy football 4 years ago that I was like, oh, okay, wait, this changes a lot. Okay, so now I have the Packers. So cool. But now I also have this other reason to watch all the games and create my own narratives because narratives aren't always there, you know?
Gotcha. Now, I never played, or I played fantasy football for the first time back in 2005, okay. And I had the most points in the league, and I had the least amount of wins.
Okay, yeah.
And so I didn't understand that.
Yeah,
and, it was election 2000 all over.
I'm actually a big time victim of that myself.
Yeah.
That's actually happened to me 2 out of the 3 years, and I've been on a couple leagues usually each year, and it's that is one of the most frustrating things because you will consistently have a good team, but you'll be hitting, you'll be versus someone that's just hot, you know, that week, and everyone just blows up and they'll just, you know, blow the doors off you, even though you are consistently outscoring.
Yeah.
So it's a gambling. The gambling part sucks, you know. So it's kind of a random number generator, if I may. You know, you have no idea what's going to happen. You just, as you're choosing your guys, you're hoping for the best.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if maybe because I've always just rooted for teams instead of players, but I never really took to it. So I've never had a very good, positive relationship with fantasy football. And it's not just that one season. It's really sure. It's really the culmination of listening to everyone else talk to me about their fantasy football teams yeah. for the past 10 seasons.
Well, my surprise, when you told me that you weren't a huge fan, I was surprised just because you are a huge fan of sports.
Yes.
I mean, you've even mentioned on the Instagram episode where it's like you Twitter all the ESPN, yeah. you know, apps, everything you have kind of surrounds sports.
Yeah. My biggest thing is that to me, fantasy football is great for people who want to keep it within their own realm of okay. their you know, the group of guys that, or girls or whoever they're doing it with. That's fine. But the second that I have to start hearing about your team and who you have and who you drafted and how you lost and how you won and how great you are, it really gets super
well
annoying.
Yeah, I think anyone that gloats is a pile of crap.
Well, it's not even just gloating, it's crying about like I drafted Adrian Peterson this year and he sucked because he got kicked off. I'm like,
I know, because he's just beating children. Yeah,
yeah. I'm like,
okay, well,
I'm
let
like,
me ask
so
you
that's
a question.
The end of your life,
you, yeah, well, it's the end of their season, so yeah. That's disappointing. So yeah, okay, I get that. I admit fantasy football is fun to me,
mm-hmm.
and I play with my girlfriend Lauren.
Yeah,
that I can honestly admit is a slight nightmare.
Okay, because
she does not like losing, and so she just every week says, "I hate fantasy football," and she's kind of a sleeper when it comes to this because the last two times she played. She starts off slow. She'll get like a win or two here or there. And then she just starts killing it at the end. So the first, you know, month or two, it's just miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts killing it.
Yeah.
So that I get when people are just like complaining about it, it's pretty annoying. You know, it's
yeah.
pretty annoying. But, you know, I'm the type of guy who's just whatever, you know, I'm easygoing. And that's why I think I enjoy it. And I'm not going to sit there and talk too much about it. If someone came up to you and said, hey, I really need a good running back. Can you help me? Would that bother you?
Well, if you ask me for advice on what you need to do for your fantasy team, like, I don't have... I mean, depending on how much time I have, I might have to be like, I don't know who's available or what's going
right.
on in your league. So it's really a waste of time.
Well, if everything was there, if, like, I'm sitting in front of my
yeah.
computer and I'm like, all right, here's what's up. These are the people available. I can trade with this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you build relationships and you don't know who I'm working with, but you know.
Yeah,
you know.
I would, you know, based on the league, I would know how to talk. Yeah, I would know who to go with. I would usually put you right in the middle because every time you have a superstar or something, then, you know, they're never going to replicate year after
no.
year after year. You got to get the middle ground.
Right. Well, your sweet Eagles did that this time, right? McCoy?
Yeah. Yeah.
McCoy was a waste.
Well,
do you think that's why he was traded?
For fantasy owners?
No, just because he didn't really deliver.
No, I just think
too much hype.
I just think that he doesn't fit their new scheme, which is weird to say because he had such a great year. But
yeah.
after the second year, you could kind of see that he got a lot of losses. But regardless, I don't really know what's going on in fantasy because I've never known anyone that's won. Everyone I've ever talked to is lost. I don't know one champion ever. Like no one's ever bragged about it. I always hear about the losing people.
Well, yeah, and that's because there's only one winner, so
yeah.
there's not a lot of us. And I'm saying us because I've actually gotten very close.
Yeah.
And I just assume that as a win. I check this off as a win. The worst though, I think, was the first year I played. I dominated and lost for the first time in like 8 games. The first playoff game, so I was out.
Yeah. And how many people did you cry to?
Just my cousins at Thanksgiving. when I finally saw him.
Oh, because like, you were in their league?
Yeah.
Well, then I don't have a problem with that.
Why is that?
Because you're complaining to the people in the league that you play with. You're not. Oh, yeah. You're not subjecting everyone else around
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but okay.
Woe is me.
No one cares.
Exactly.
The only time I really say anything about fantasy football at all is if someone mentions it. Like, oh man, I'm not doing so well in my fantasy teams. Yeah, me too. I have three teams I'm sucking in. That's kind of my yeah. That's.
But I feel like if it's November,
right,
and you put seven guys in a room, uh-huh. That's the only thing they're talking about.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
And it's just small talk. It's essentially listening to people's bad beat story in poker. I'm like, oh, okay, I don't care.
Yeah. Okay. So you just feel like it's just hot air. Like every time you walk in a room, it's just like it's worthless banter. But what happens if it's someone talking about just their team that sucks?
Oh, I could care less. If you want to talk to me about football or football teams, I feel like that's a you know, that has some substance to it. I feel like, you know, I understand what's going on in the real league. I don't care what's happening on your fantasy team.
Sure. So but I mean, there's actually a lot of substance to fantasy football because usually you have money on the line.
Yeah, but it's not my money, so I don't care.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I guess okay, so what you're saying is because it's almost an act of passion, it makes a little bit more sense because it's just being a fan.
I don't care about players so much.
Right.
Like, obviously, Tom Brady, go Tom Brady. But other than that, like, I care about, like, if the Chargers won. I don't care how Phillip Rivers does. I care if the Chargers won.
Sure.
You know, like, I think it takes the team aspect out of it, and it makes it more individualistic. And I think that's kind of making everyone around fantasy football think they know everything about football, and they're a GM, and they can tell you why your team sucks because you lost a certain player, but
right.
has nothing to do with it. It's based on fantasy stats, and it doesn't really tell a story.
So, okay, so let's just take all that out, because...
Nope. Forget I said anything.
No. Let's just take all... let's just say no one complains about fantasy football.
Oh, well, then it'd be great.
So that is your main argument. You just don't like the fact that it's just what everyone talks about. It kind of convolutes the season.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think that, like, if you go to a bar and you look at somebody who's wearing a San Francisco 49ers jersey, but they're screaming at the team to throw it to somebody else on a team they don't care about, like, I know exactly what they're doing. They're complaining, like they're yelling because a team ran it in instead of throwing it to Gronkowski.
Sure.
I'm like, get a life.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, the difference is that guy's not in the bar watching the game at all.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't care. And I think that's what makes it special is the fact that for so many, it makes it special, you know? Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand why people do it. I'm more on the team aspect than the individual aspect, and that's kind of how I look at it. Like, I'd much rather you talk to me about, like, oh, I, you know, and I guess I wouldn't even care that much, but if you were to, like, oh, I have X amount on the Steelers this week, I'd just be like, oh, okay, that's interesting, why? But I don't care if you're like, oh, like who should I start this week? Should I start Mike Wallace against the Jets defense? I'm like, I don't give a shit.
I mean, is there any chance that if you got really like immersed in this, that would change? I mean, if you were not even like with like three close friends are in a league or anything like that, if it was all close friends.
See, the problem is I'm probably bitter and I got behind on like the boat of when people wanted to play and they got in that league 7 years ago. And so now there's no
like
openings.
A keeper league.
Yeah. So they're in the same year after year. They do the same thing. Now I have no problem with like the draft is always obviously going to be fun. Yeah. That's always interesting, but it's just a matter of like, I feel like if you're going to be in a fantasy league, talk to your group about your fantasy league. Like, don't tell random people like at the bar, like, oh, I've got this person starting. I'm like, I don't care.
I feel like my ignorance is what makes it more fun for me because
I've never known, like, you've never bragged to me or cried to me about your fantasy team.
I mean, no, because I it's just kind of one of those in the moment type things. Like if I'm watching a game, this is honest and this is almost embarrassing, but I'll watch a game and I'll just like check my fantasy after like, you know, 10 minutes of playing. I'll be like, oh shit. Okay. I'm getting some points here. Okay. And then I'm like, wait, who do I have in? And I'm like, oh, okay. This is who I'm looking like. This is the person I need to root for. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that changes that changes my perspective. There's other times where I'm like, I need this guy to get 4 points and I'll win. And then I'll go watch the game and just pray something happens with this tight end that's probably like third string.
But I don't think that makes or breaks your weekend. I feel like you're still going to sleep okay.
Yeah, yeah. Unless I'm like, it's the championship, which I haven't been. I've never been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't give you any pointers because I've never tried.
Well, you're going to, because I have like 19 leagues I'm in usually, and it's horrible. That's one thing I do need to cut back on is how many leagues. Like,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, well, most of them are like $20. Okay. There's one that's 50 that like I just don't want to be in anymore because it's just too much. It's just too much, and like everyone is like way too into it, and so I just don't. It's not as fun for me. My cousin's league is great because it's my cousin. You know, it's like I just smashed on like, you know, the cousin that's 2 years younger than me, and at Thanksgiving I can't wait to say something. And then actually the league,
but that is what it's for. Like you're using it correctly. You're not imposing your opinions or, you know, subjecting anyone else to listening to your vomit from like around you. And like, that's kind of where I look at it is like fantasy would be great if you know, the people that played just kind of stayed within their own realm and trash talk with them. That'd be perfect. Right. But the fact that you go out and like, you can't eat, like if you and I went to a bar and somebody scored, you and I couldn't hear, like there'd be someone telling us that they have them on fantasy.
Yeah.
That's how football is now.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's just, again, you go back to the whole idea that that guy probably wouldn't be in the bar saying something to you at all if that was the case.
Would
be,
I wish.
So you would prefer, like, way less fans?
No. I don't care about the fans. Like, you know, I watch football because I like football.
Sure. Sure.
Like, I'll watch, like, I don't need to be into fantasy to watch two teams play sometimes.
No. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. And I mean, that's pretty much the same for me. But it does add an extra incentive.
Oh, and I totally understand why people do it. I just.
It's just the fact that people talk about it.
Yeah. I think what it stems from, I think I was in college and I think I had a real long day of just like being on campus and working and doing papers and doing all this studying and reading and all this stuff all day. And I came home and I just was like strung out and I was just laying on the couch and my roommate came up to me and he like acted like he had the worst day in the world. And I'm like, oh, what's wrong? He's like, I don't know if I should start Chad Johnson tomorrow. Or I'm like, get away from me. I don't care.
I don't really have a good answer for you. It's sad that it depresses people, but
yeah.
I think more importantly, like just like anything in life, there's those little spices you put in there, those things you look forward to, and just like anything, they have their peaks and valleys. They're really fun, or they can get you down. And you know, I think people look forward to it, and I, you know, like any activity, I think that is overall healthy.
Yeah, but
unless it just gives you another reason to drink.
Yeah, now they have dedicated whole hours of TV to just fantasy football.
Yeah,
things where you can literally call in and waste 10 minutes of your day and ask somebody what he thinks you should do in your fantasy game.
Well, there's some pretty hardcore leagues out there. I mean, ones where there's thousands of dollars, or the loser, the very last place, gets a tattoo.
Yeah,
you've seen that. Like
that would be. I wouldn't even try to sign up for anything.
Oh no, that's crazy talk.
That's stupid.
That's crazy talk. But
the risk reward is dumb.
It's so dumb. But you know, it's that. You know, I don't know.
Considering that's based on an injury that somebody else may have had.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's stupid.
It is. I mean, I would never join a league like that. But
yeah,
you know,
good for them. Though.
It's fun and games for me, and I think it all comes down to perspective. If you aren't just sitting there making it like the only thing you think about, if it's not the only thing you talk about, if you lose, it's not the thing that just makes you not go to sleep or you know, miss work because of you're a blackout drunk from just trying to get over it, then. Yeah, terrible, you know, but
maybe I just don't like other people having fun.
Maybe. So maybe like fun versus bored, is that what the next one is? Or?
No, no.
No?
We won't get into that because that could go forever.
I mean, I don't think we really have much anything else to say about that. What about fantasy baseball? You never hear anybody complain about that.
That's because it's so time consuming, I assume. Like, I feel like there's so many baseball players. I can't keep up.
Yeah, I actually watched. I was at a draft one time, and I was just shocked at how extensive it is and how time consuming it is, considering how many games they all play.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
And it's just,
I think it's based on weeks. Like, you play a player for a week.
Yeah, or... I mean, so I don't even know how it works, but I mean, just listening to them talk about it, obviously, this was I barely could absorb what they were saying, but this was even before I started playing fantasy football, and it actually kept me from playing a couple years because I was so intimidated.
Yeah.
But that fantasy basketball is another weird one.
Yeah.
You know?
But how much money have you lost just playing fantasy football?
Over 4 years?
Yeah. Give or take.
Yeah, probably like $300.
Okay. That's not too bad.
No, you know, over 3-4 years, I've spent, you know,
yeah, because it's split
maybe
up,
a little less.
It's
but...
split up by 17 weeks, so it's not like you're like wasting. It's like no. $5 a week then.
Yeah, I spend $5 a week. That's fun. I mean, I have a lot of fun. We used to do, gosh, what are those called? Where you is it a blackout where you choose who's going to win and whoever gets closest to that week of all the winners, because you get to choose between the two teams?
No idea.
That was pretty fun. You put down like $5 and you try to win the pool.
Okay.
That's a fun one. I actually kind of enjoyed that a little bit more than fantasy because it was like one and done.
Yeah.
And you're more just waiting for that one moment. It's like the lotto. You have ESPN on and you're just waiting for them to tell you all the winners, and you're like comparing and you're like, shit, I only missed two. I might win this pot. That's pretty fun, but
now I like pick 'em. Have you ever done that?
No.
All it is just like you pick the team straight up, or you pick the team against the spread. And so all you're doing is choosing the actual football team. You don't no players, nothing. It's just
right.
Like the actual.
Well, that's kind of what I'm like talking about.
Cardinals versus Chiefs.
That's yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about. I like that.
Oh, okay, yeah. That pick 'em is great.
And
I
then,
think that's fun.
And then I think they have like a tiebreaker for like Monday night football,
yeah,
where you
pick
put
the score.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's what I do.
That's fun.
See, I don't consider that fantasy.
Yeah, no, it's
no
not.
Draft.
That's
you're
real.
Just, you're just picking winner or loser. Heads
yeah,
up.
Because that's the real teams play.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think we found a middle ground there. Yeah. Just everyone should play pick 'em.
Yeah, get on that.
And don't talk about it whether you won or lost or lose, excuse me.
Yeah, don't talk to me about it.
Don't talk to Darren. You can talk to me. I don't care.
Yeah, talk
I'm a nice
to Joe.
Guy.
He's fine.
But so what are we doing next week? I mean, you mentioned a couple different things. What do you think we should do next week?
Well, it's either I don't want to do Colts.
Why? They're awesome.
I think that it's kind of going to be too weird to argue or go against. Because it's like, I think if you're just going into it, if you're going to be trying to convince me that
they're
Colts
great.
Are great.
Yeah, they're great.
And I think that's an invalid argument right away.
I mean, you gave me the best argument for that, just saying, hey, like CrossFit is a cult. And I'm like, boom.
Okay,
that's
well,
my angle.
We can do that then.
No. Here's what we're going to do, because I like the last one you said. Let's do cycling versus running, because I'm a cyclist. You're more of a runner.
Got it.
And I recently put you through a not fun experience cycling, or
well,
fun.
I didn't
it was
have
fun.
That fun. I was just tired.
It was fun all the way to the last, let's say, 10%.
Yeah, that's a good percentage to tell me. Yeah, I was like, I had like sunscreen in my eye, and
so you were crying,
yeah,
but not because of emotions, but just because.
Yeah, and like my, you know, not from well, it was from biking, but it was just like the rear hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
You really got to
work.
You really screwed.
Really got to work the rear.
Yeah.
Over the years, my rear sure has taken a pounding, so
yeah,
didn't bother me too much. Well, we'll go over that more next week on Devil and Darren episode 4, right? And, you know, thanks for listening. You can find us on condograyschool.com, podcast at Condo Gray School. We're on iTunes, Twitter. Check us out. Keep listening, and thanks again for listening in.